Movie night used to mean wandering the aisles of your neighborhood video store. These days, with digital downloads, you never have to leave your couch. Changes in the way people watch movies has left video store chain Blockbuster struggling to stay relevant. But as Sarah McBride reports, the company is still showing signs of life.
Blockbuster is almost a guilty pleasure for Laura Roberts. Take the copy of 2012 she rented recently from a Blockbuster on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles.
See, this is why I come to Blockbuster for things like this.
Roberts used to also get movies by mail from Blockbuster. Now she uses Netflix.
Netflix has free streaming movies and Blockbuster doesn't, so we switched over to Netflix.
Roberts is exactly the sort of on-again, off-again customer that Blockbuster needs to see more often. The company is struggling. And the way people rent movies is changing. Lots of people stop at kiosks, like Redbox. Some people, like Roberts, get movies online. In the future, most of us will. Blockbuster's storefront model can seem old-fashioned. Here's the evil genius character from the TV show Dollhouse.
I am obsolete. This must be what old people feel like. And Blockbuster...
But Blockbuster CEO Jim Keyes doesn't see it that way.
We are the only multi-channel provider with stores, with by mail. We also have Blockbuster Express vending machines, and we also have Blockbuster On Demand, our own digital solution, direct to your television or your mobile phone.
Compared to Netflix, Blockbuster has more new movies available for streaming. But for now, Keyes says, physical DVDs are the most important.
Mainstream America is very slow to change. So we do expect that for at least 5 years, perhaps even 10, there will be a viable marketplace for DVD rental and retail.
The studios very much need Blockbuster out there.
That's David Bank, an analyst at RBC Capital Markets. Movie studios like Blockbuster because they get a cut of each rental. With Netflix, terms aren't so generous. Warner Brothers recently asked Netflix to hold back on renting its DVDs until they'd been out a month. In exchange, Netflix got the right to stream more Warner movies. Banks says that was smart.
Netflix is sacrificing a little bit of the present for the future. Blockbuster can't afford to play that game.
Blockbuster gets those same Warner DVDs right away with no waiting period. This week, it's flaunting Sherlock Holmes, which Netflix won't have for a month. Instant gratification is a big plus for customers like Dom Ayeros and his fiancée Anne Capello. They ditched Netflix for Blockbuster a year ago because they were sick of waiting for the mailman.
There's a lot of days when you are movie-less with them.
Which is no good when you and your fiancé like to catch 5 movies a week.
It's our together time, yeah. Watching movies.
Mm-hmm. We love comedies.
Now, they mix and match Blockbuster's by-mail service with in-store rentals. Their plan costs $16.99 a month. For that, they can watch all the movies they want, as long as they never have more than 3 out at one time. The Netflix 3-DVD package costs the same. To keep prices that low, it'll take competition. So customers should hope both companies thrive. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McBride.